This is the Faith Debate, a theological round table gab fest with the Mix Master as the master of ceremonies and the notorious Triple B, the big bridge builder. Can we build it? Yes, we can. The Faith Debate is a free-for-all forum.
Hoo-ah!
Where faith community leaders wrestle over the truth.
Yabba-dabba-doo.
In less than 30 minutes, learn more about what really matters than others learn in a month.
Ooh, how convenient.
Are you ready for a clash of ideas? Are you ready for the sound of freedom?
Let's get ready to rumble!
Let's get ready to rumble.
Ah, yeah!
In this corner, weighing in with a Master of Divinity from Reformed Theological Seminary, the Faith Debate Master of Ceremonies, Troy Skinner.
Got a moron here.
And in this corner, weighing in as a pastor, teacher, and founder of Bridges, connecting needs and resources in the local community,
ooh, mama,
the notorious Big Bridge Builder, John Switzer.
Now, I'm just getting warmed up.
Lots of people leave a church. Some leave forever. Others leave for another church. Some then leave these other churches and bounce from church to church, hoping to find an ill-defined feeling of home. If unsuccessful and frustrated, then what? Start your own church, even without a pastor. That's what. At least that's what happened with Living Faith Ministries in Hagerstown. On the panel today, along with Jonathan Switzer and I, are Roland and Dottie Stover, Michael and Kelly Lichtenberg, and Diane Lichtenberg. They are leaders and regular attenders that started a brand new church 2 years ago. And it, believe it or not, still exists today, in spite of my efforts to do everything I can to trash that darn thing. You've heard me mention a couple of times in research. I'm actually the pastor of the church now. So I think we should probably get people to start to try to identify voices with names. That's going to be hard. It's going to be hard for us. John's like, I'm not getting all these names right. And we got a bit of an etymology on all the names right before the start of the show of where people are. Are their ancestries from. So, John, you're from Germany.
And that's me.
That's John's
good
wife.
To see you today.
All right. So, can we, who wants, Kelly, you want to say hello at least?
Hello. This is Kelly Lichtenberg.
Okay. And Mike, you want to?
Hi, this is Mike Lichtenberg.
Okay. And Diane?
Hi, it's Diane Lichtenberg.
All right. Keep going.
Hi, I'm Roland Stover.
And I'm Dottie Stover.
All right, so we got the whole crew here. This is either a new record or ties the record for most people ever on the Faith Debate at one time, right? I think we've ever had quite this many.
Except for my many personalities and, you know, internal conflicts.
Well, if those turn up, then, right, then we'll really break records.
Real trouble, yeah.
So I thought there's something really interesting to talk about in that there's a church that began that didn't have a pastor, which is, you know, kind of unusual. But before we get there, I thought it'd be good to kind of lay the groundwork for how that even became a possibility in your mind. So as quickly as you can kind of sketch out, I'm not sure who wants to go first. Mike, I guess, they're volunteering Mike to go first. So Mike, you can if you can just real quickly, you know, what was your experience with church growing up? What did that look like for you as you entered into adulthood? What were you doing right before Living Faith Ministries came into existence?
Right. Actually, I did not grow up in the church. I became saved pretty much on my own. My parents did not force me to go to church, nor did they go to church. So I was saved as I was 19 years old. And I didn't go to church for a long time, but I did study the Bible. And I got the hunger for God, and I got my Bible out and my concordances, and I just studied it. And every time I come across the word I didn't understand, I would look it up in the Strong's Concordance and find a number to it, see if it was Greek, Hebrew, and then just...
You were doing that as a teenager?
Yeah, about 19, 20, yeah, something like that.
Huh. And so what was triggering that, do you think?
The Holy Spirit's the only thing I can come up with. Was I think I always grew up knowing there was something greater and just more grandiose than Eve eating an apple or the little cartoons that we see. I knew God was real. He wasn't this cartoon character. Jesus wasn't this pencil sketch on the wall. He was something real. And I wanted to know what that real was. I wanted to really know what that real was. I didn't want somebody else's idea or pictures in my head. And that's why I opened the Bible up and I started with Genesis 1:1.
So it wasn't a youth group or college ministry or anything like that? Wow.
No, not at all.
Wow.
Not at all.
Okay. And then you ended up finding a church.
Yeah. Kelly and I, we got married and I said, you know, for us to grow, we need to find a church. And she said, go ahead and find one and let me know. So I went and visited a few churches, and we landed at one in Hagerstown, and we were there for how many years?
Close to 10, maybe.
10, 11 years or so, and we grew, and we met some great people, such as Dottie and Roland. And from there, we Dottie and I ended up started teaching Bible studies on Sunday mornings there. And we always said that our Bible study was the meat and potatoes. And, of course, our attendance to our class wasn't as big as the other ones that were showing movies and stuff, but that was okay. We were very comfortable in what we were teaching teaching there. And then Kelly and I, we felt the Lord moving us to somewhere else. We had met a pastor. He was actually a pastor that was he would guest speak at our church, and we just fell in love with him. And then but he wasn't in town, and then he came back to this area. So we started to attend his church, and we were there for
3.5 years.
About 3.5 years, and then in that time, Dottie and Roland had a Bible study going on, and we crashed that. We invited ourselves to her Bible study, and then I shouldn't have did that, because then I think within the next couple months I was helping teach that Bible study from there. And a lot of people in that Bible study were all from the same church previously, and not many had found a church home. And that was about as closest thing as a church that we had. There was about a dozen of us, but we didn't have a church. We were meeting once a month. And I'd said to Dottie one day, I said, "What do you think about starting our own church?" And she said, "The Holy Spirit said the same thing to me."
Okay.
And I started going through.
We're getting ahead of ourselves just a little bit. Okay. So we're going to pause there, because we're going to pick up on that probably at the beginning of next week's show, to be honest. So part of your story is shared with Kelly. So Kelly doesn't probably have as much that she has to say. She had the submission thing down right away, right? You go find the church, I'll just go there. So did you grow up in the church?
No, I did not grow up in the church either. I had some teaching from my grandmother, who in her younger years did attend a Catholic church. So I had learned some of the Catholic traditions and everything. The churches that I had went to in my teenage years were not churches that made me feel comfortable. They didn't bring any joy to my heart. When I would leave, I felt like I was defeated and I was never going to get to heaven anyway. No matter what I did, I would never be good enough. So that was obviously a turnoff for me. And so, as Mike said, when we were married, he wanted us to begin to attend a church. So I told him, "You find the church," because I did not want to have those feelings all over again. And so he did go to a church for probably a month or two before I decided to join him in attending that church. And then I think he covered everything else.
Okay. And now there's somebody in the room that shares a last name.
Yes.
So Diane, what's your story? What's your connection?
I am
to these two.
I guess the mom, Mike, and Kelly would be my daughter-in-law.
Yeah, so you're going to claim him?
Be my step. Absolutely. Love him. Yeah, his family, dude. Yeah.
Okay. So what's your background like?
Grew up as a child in the church. My grandmother was very much into it, Methodist. And we would go down two Sundays. My mom and dad had split, but we would go down like two Sundays a month. We went to church, Sunday school, vacation Bible school, church camp, everything. I loved it. But then older and teenage and kind of split away. And then grandma unfortunately passed away. And that was pretty much the end of me going to church. So mom just wasn't really into it and she didn't push the issue. However, when I did get to be in the ninth grade, she put me into a Catholic private school, high school. So I wasn't Catholic, but they did offer, you had to take religion there was a class, mandatory. And they did have a non-Catholic religion class that I had to take, all 4 years. What I did like about that is I got to learn about all kinds of religions and what they believe in and things like that. They did primarily lean towards Christianity, but I got to learn a lot of different things from there. But then I did stop going after I got older, and then just life just kind of took over. And then I just decided it was time to start getting back into this. I mean, there is something else there, and I want to be a part of that. So okay. Mikey and Kelly said they were looking to start into something, and I've tried to be a regular attendance, and I like it. One of the things that also drew me with them is that, like, with my education, we delved into all kinds of different things. One of the nice things that I did like about the church starting out is we had no pastor, and I got to hear a wide variety of different kinds of interpretations of the Bible and beliefs and things like that. And I do enjoy that, but I also now like having somebody that I can put a face on and go to when I need it. So that's nice.
Okay. So were you there from the very beginning?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, okay. All right. And so Mike referenced that he taught a Sunday school class with Dottie, and that Dottie and Mike had a conversation that kind of led them into, hey, maybe we should do this thing that ended up becoming Living Faith Ministries. Mm-hmm. So now we're going to turn to Dottie and her hubby, and we'll let you guys share your background growing up and your life with the church.
Well, growing up, my family would start to go to church for a while, and then we would stop for whatever reason. I mean, it was off and on, but both sides of my family, grandparents were Christians, and later on, I realized they had been praying for us. And I guess I was 19 when the Holy Spirit started to speak to me. And tonight's the first I realized Mike was 19. I thought, kindred spirits here. But the Holy Spirit, and at the time, of course, I didn't know it was the Holy Spirit. It was just thoughts coming into my head that if I, when I died, if I wanted to go to heaven, I would have to change my life. Well, I didn't smoke, I didn't drink, I didn't carouse, anything, you know. I thought, what is there to change? But I knew God was drawing me to him and to the church. So I started going to church, and very shortly thereafter got saved. And lo and behold, not long after that, along comes this blind date that I had, and he's sitting next to me, and he had just come back to the Lord, so we really jumped into Christianity together and grew up in the faith together. And as I look back and think about the churches that we attended when I was young and a young teenager, I never heard the gospel. I never heard there was a Savior. I never heard Jesus Christ died for my sins. But it was the Holy Spirit speaking to my heart directly to let me know that I needed to be forgiven of my sins. So that's how I came to know the Lord. And Roland and I had been married about 5 years when the Lord sent us off to Bible college. And that's a long story in and of itself. But when we came back home, we thought we were going to be foreign missionaries when we went to college, but the Lord had other plans, and he apparently wanted us to be missionaries in our own hometown, because we've watched him move us from time to time into different churches, and when we get there, it's like, oh, we've been praying for a Bible teacher for our adults class, or we've been praying for this or that, and it was something that Roland and I could fit right into. So we've watched the Lord use everything he's taught us up to this point, that when Mike came to us and said, I feel like the Lord is leading me down this road, it was right there. We knew it was right.
Now, when you were growing up and then when you started becoming more serious about being involved in the church, what were the brands, if you will? What kind of churches were you involved with?
We really got involved with the Wesleyan Church. In fact, that we went to a United Wesleyan Bible College in Allentown, Pennsylvania. And then when we came back from college, there was only one Wesleyan Church in Hagerstown, and it had pretty much deteriorated to nothing. And so we started attending Brethren in Christ, mostly.
Okay. So. All right. We saved the best for last. I told Roland his job was to stir up some controversy. Let's see how he does.
Well, Dottie said about it all. But
well, what about you growing up? What about before you were 20 years old?
Yeah. When I was about 8 or 9, the Lord called me. I grew up in, I was born in Hagerstown, Maryland, but I was only about 6 months old when my father went to work in Washington, D.C., And so I was about 6 months old when I went to Washington, D.C. They went to church when they were in Hagerstown, and they had me christened in church. But then when we went to Washington, they didn't go to church. So I didn't know anything at all about church. I knew church was there and things like that. But so when I was about eight or close to nine, the Lord called me. And he told me, he said, go to church. So it happens that there was a little girl in the neighborhood my age, and I asked if I could go to their church. And so they did. They took me to church, and I believe it was a Baptist church. And I went to Sunday school with them, with her, the little girl. And that's where I learned about Jesus. And I got saved in that church. And so it went on pretty good from there. I don't know what happened, but being that young, I wasn't going to church with them anymore. But I met a friend that we went to church to, and that was a Baptist church too. So I sort of was going on from there. But then later, when I got in my teens, I kind of got away from it, as I understand a lot of people do. And so after a time, I went to Vietnam. And when I came back from Vietnam, I needed the Lord. And so I started reading all the Bible stories that I could get my hands on that I read as a child. And I just kept on reading and reading and growing and growing. And I asked the Lord to give me a good wife. And lo and behold, he did.
And really?
Yeah.
Oh. I'm trying to help you out. I told you guys there was some controversy, Roland. Come on, let's go.
So I asked that I go to her church, and he did. He sent Dottie, and we went to her church, and come to find out, we were about the same in the Lord. We weren't very far into the Lord. And so we started growing and reading the Bible. And growing, and we continued to grow up until even this point. We continue to grow. And so we, like Dottie said, I guess the Wesleyan Church is how we got involved with going to Wesleyan College in Allentown, Pennsylvania. And so from there, then we started going to our own church right now, the Living Faith Ministries. So...
All right, so this is the Faith Debate. I'm Troy Skinner. We've been joined by the Lichtenbergs. There's three of them, Michael, Kelly, and Diane, and the Stovers. There's two of them, Roland and Dottie. The Schweitzer, there's one of him, John. We've got, you know, about maybe 6 minutes or so left, and I'm not sure if – I think we've done this in passing in bits and pieces over the years, but I wonder, do you want to take a couple of minutes and in fairness to the panel, tell them your background really quick in just a few minutes? Growing up in the church?
Sure. So my background was kind of goes back to my great-grandfather. I always like to start there. The Schweitzers had lived on the banks of the Finger Lakes in New York for generations. And they were he had like 10 kids, and half of them ended up being drunks, and the other half kind of found God at the same time. And so I came from the half that found God, and that was my grandfather, and he went into ministry with the Baptist church and started 13 Baptist churches. And my dad then grew up in that context and went to Baptist Bible Seminary and moved down here to D.C. Met my mom at the seminary, and then came down to the Washington, D.C. area to Montgomery Village. And so that's where I grew up in the church there in that context. And so my background has been Baptist, and then very strong charismatic through the 80s and the 90s, then went into ministry when I was 25 and moved here to the Frederick area, started a church in 2001, and am now in ministry here in Frederick. That's actually when you and I met, was 2002, is that correct?
Yeah, it was early in 2002.
Yeah.
Yeah, we met over lunch because you are going to be having a... like some sort of a marriage retreat or seminar or something, and you wanted to advertise it to people outside of your church.
Yeah.
And so that was our first meeting, and then we
to see if it would work out or not on the radio.
And then we discovered that we lived like a mile from each other.
Right.
And then John was doing was hosting a men's Bible study, I think on Wednesday nights at the time. And so I started participating on that, and then our conversations went deep on numerous occasions, and we thought, boy, we should do this on the radio someday, and then here we are. So,
and what's your background?
I was going to say, I was looking at the clock to see, and I've got a little bit of time to hold on. I'm distracted by technical responsibilities. So, the quickest way for me to describe my background is say I was kind of raised a denominational mutt. The first church I can remember ever being inside of was an Episcopal church. It was right next door to my grandparents' house, and on Sunday mornings they would send me to go there. They didn't go. They sent me through the backyard to go to this church. And I was a little kid. I was like 5 years old. And I'd go to their Sunday school. And then afterwards, I didn't know. I think I was sent there for Sunday school, but I didn't know to leave after Sunday school. And so I had some people who were like, who is this unattended kid? So they brought me into the worship service with them. That's my first earliest memories of church. And then with my mom, she didn't really grow up with the church or in the Lord or anything like that, but she felt like it was something that would be important for her son to be involved with. So she started taking me to church, and she didn't know where to take me. And she found a worship service that had guitar music, and this is back in the 70s. So, you know, that whole hippie movement, praise and worship kind of thing was interesting to her. And there was a Roman Catholic church that offered that kind of service. This was post-Vatican II. So the timing was right for that as far as that goes. And so if I'm not giving as long an answer as I'm giving now, I typically will say, well, I was raised Roman Catholic, but now I'm Protestant. That's the short sentence version. But it's not really fair to say that I was raised Roman Catholic, because it was a window of time that lasted, you know, maybe a half a dozen years, but that's only a half a dozen years. And then during my high school years, my family got involved in what I now recognize and identify as a Christian cult, the Worldwide Church of God. And so left that thoroughly theologically confused. And so I kind of went on my own odyssey, kind of like some people have said in this room, where you do your kind of your own study and you look things up for yourself and you try to grapple with the Bible on your own, and you're not sure who to trust as a teacher or whatever, and you kind of muddle your way through. And then finally was kind of rescued from that not too long before meeting Jonathan. You know, I had a pastor who was very patient and would sit with me for hours to answer my questions. And I could tell sometimes he got frustrated, but he sat there for hours anyway and kept answering the questions. And then not too long after that, he asked me to start leading a Bible study connected to the church. And I wasn't sure that I was the right choice for that, but he saw something there that made him think that I should. And then it was on the heels of that that he said, do you ever think about being a pastor? I think that, you know, you might want to think about going to seminary. So then I went to seminary, and I got my degree, and I got into church leadership, and then I pastored a different church for a bit, and that was a learning experience. And this show has actually been part of my learning experience as well, because we've had all comers. I mean, this is a panel of nothing but, you know, people that go to Christian churches in this room. But we've had, you know, rabbis and, you know, people who are, I would say, militant atheist, agnostic, Buddhist, Muslim, Mormon. I mean, I can't. Who am I leaving out?
In all parts of the body of Christ, those that claim to be Christian.
Right.
So all, you know, Catholic, you know, Greek Orthodox, some more liberal, some more conservative, like across, you know, Presbyterian,
Unitarian Church,
Methodist.
Unity Church, Methodist Church. I mean, the whole shooting match. Really.
Yeah.
Haven't had a Jehovah's Witness on the show yet.
Not for lack of trying, though.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Anyway, well, that's going to be the end of this show. So I'm going to wrap this up. We're going to pick up next week, and we're going to talk about how Living Faith Ministries kind of was birthed, its infancy. So we're going to pick up there next week. So thank you all for listening. Till next week, 167 and a half hours from right now. God bless.